USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I mean, as long as you keep your mask on, everybody keep their mask on and stuff and stay distance, I think everything should be all right. I don't expect a lot of people to come out today.
The views of one shopper on NBC News this Black Friday. People did line up outside Walmart and Target to get their doorbuster deals. People social distancing and wearing masks as required. President Trump weighing in on the fight against COVID-19 as cases keep surging across the country. We await data from Thanksgiving, but the United States is reporting more than 181,000 new infections on Wednesday. With the vaccine on the horizon, speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says Joe Biden deserves no credit for the vaccine.
Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me, and I pushed people harder than they've ever been pushed before.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A top Iranian nuclear scientist has been killed near Tehran, according to state television. He was considered the father of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. The cause of death has not been released. A familiar name is getting back in the boxing ring this weekend.
Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but did you want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. Live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many states are reimposing restrictions on bars and restaurants due to a surge in coronavirus cases. Beginning Monday, November 30th at 12:01 a.m., restaurants and bars in Nashville will be limited to a maximum of 50% capacity with social distancing. Steve Smith owns the Honky Tonk Bar in Nashville. He reacts to those restrictions.
There's a lot of people that's not going to be able to survive with these restrictions. And it's getting really bad in Nashville. It's going to be a lot of people that's suffering with losing jobs and everything else. People that are just getting started and it's been open for a few years, I really feel for them in small businesses. This virus didn't start in bars and restaurants, and bars and restaurants has got picked on the hardest.
COVID-19 again wreaking havoc in the NFL.
The Baltimore Ravens were supposed to play a primetime game on Thanksgiving night against their division rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game has instead been moved for now to Sunday afternoon and looks even more likely to be postponed or canceled. Another four Ravens players tested positive Thursday for coronavirus, and the team has closed its facilities until at least Monday. One of the players who reportedly tested positive is reigning NFL MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson. If the game against the Steelers is played Sunday, Jackson won't be under center, leaving Robert Griffin III to start for the first time since Week 17 of last season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.